Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us. The armchair survivalist. You can look him up on the internet, the armchair survivalist. Kurt, we just heard at the top of the hour news that there's a recall. They beat us to it, and that's what I wanted to mention. 63 million defective inflators for airbags. And, you know, what can happen? These things have nitroglycerin in them. I'm not exaggerating. And they need to detonate quickly, so there's an explosion in the steering wheel, and it inflates the airbag, and it blows off, you know, the covering of the steering wheel, you know, where you hit the horn, that spot. It's designed to come apart, and the airbag is to prevent your face from planting into the steering wheel and your chest. Well, about 63 million of these, maybe as many as 70 million inflators are defective. So let me just share with you and the class the list of some of these automobile manufacturers that are impacted by these defective Takata, and they are an Asian company, T-A-K-A-T-A, T-A-K-A-T-A. They make the airbag inflators. So I can assure you that if you have one of these three manufacturers, you are not affected by the recall, and that would be Lotus. So if you drive a Lotus, you don't have to worry. If you drive a Checker, Checker Motors, they used to make cabs, they're out of business. You don't have to worry. And if you drive an American Motors vehicle, you don't have to worry. Other than that, you might be on the list. And let me just go through this list very quickly. So there's probably 10 or 15 different models within each one of these brands. Ready? Here you go. So Acura, Audi, and this is alphabetical order. Acura, Audi, BMW, Cadillac, Chevrolet, Chrysler, Daimler Trucks, Daimler Vans, Dodge, Ram, Ferrari, Fisker, Ford, General Motors Corporation, GMC, Honda, Infiniti, Jaguar, Jeep, Land Rover, Lexus, Lincoln, Mazda, McLaren, Mercedes-Benz, Mercury, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Pontiac, Saab, Saturn, Scion, Subaru, Tesla, Toyota, Volkswagen, and that's the, you know, the majority of the list. That's pretty much everybody, except for Lotus. And they only have like $12 million in sales. They only work on six or seven cars at a time. Their assembly line, is like these moving dollies. And they put a car in one of these, and the guys push it down the assembly line. Literally, I'm not kidding. I've owned a Lotus, and I know of the quality of which they are lacking. And I've never owned a Checker, but I do have three American Motors vehicles right here at the farm. So, and they've been out of business for quite some time, since the 1970s. So there you have it. So, Kurt, you know, what we're talking about is a company that has made 63 to 70 million devices that are defective. Can you imagine that? How do you do that?
Yes. Yes.
How do you do that?
It's very simple. They make manufacture product, and because now you said they're Asian. To what country are they in?
These are Japanese.
Okay.
Takata, I believe, is Japanese.
They know that they're and they've already discovered this in court filings. They know that they knew that there was a flaw in it. They knew that it was overpowering certain applications. And what would happen was when it activated, it would blow off pieces of the steering wheel and drive it through somebody's head. So in certain applications, it worked perfectly. In other applications, they had a 75% chance of fracturing the steering column or breaking a piece of the pot metal that was holding the bag, and like shrapnel, throwing it everywhere. They knew this. They didn't care. They're making so much money, who cares? So it's cheaper for them to pay any court fees, deaths, to pay off the family, or do any recalls, than it is to revamp everything and start manufacturing them properly. They're not going to do that.
Kurt, we work on cars here at the farm. Our son has a small business, and the locals seem to like his work. He charges probably half of what a shop might charge for the same kind of work, and he stands behind it, and he does a really good job. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the truth. And he has something he calls a level one service, which is an oil change. And his customers used to complain, you know, what's up? Why does it take you 2 hours to do an oil change? And that's because he would drain the oil when it's hot, take off the oil filter, let it drain. And while it's draining, he would check the brakes. He would check the wheel bearings. He would check the, you know, the axle bearings. He would check the differential fluid in the back, the front for four-wheel drive. He would grease all of the suspension parts, check the transmission fluid, top off all, you know, power steering fluid, check the idlers, the belt tensioners, the belts, the water pump play, the viscous fan. I'm talking about the thermostatically controlled fans on the water pumps. He'd check all the stuff, and so it would take 2 hours. And one of the things that's come in lately is Stabilitrack. Now, Stabilitrack is this traction control system on trucks, General Motors trucks. And what happens is the light comes on and says, you got a caution, Stabilitrack's not working. And it really upsets the drivers because they don't know what it means. Well, when you work on to fix one of the sensors, of which there are about 200 sensors on a new car, one of the sensors is on the steering wheel shaft. So from the steering wheel, there's a rod that goes downward between the pedals, and that rod has to be disconnected. And the steering wheel has to be partially disassembled in order to do that. We are terrified to work on these darn things because that darn airbag could explode in our faces when we take the steering wheel apart. And so, of course, you disconnect the battery, and it's like I guess the closest thing I can think of is deactivating a landmine in World War II, you know, going through a German minefield and deactivating a landmine. That's what it's like to us. It's darn dangerous. Nobody wants to work on these things. Nobody. Because you can get killed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember. Now, this is before Takata started manufacturing these. I remember years ago when the first airbags came out, I was witness to an accident in Los Angeles, and this guy was driving an Audi. This is a very expensive car at the time, and this was the top of the line, and somebody had T-boned him and knocked him about 100 feet into a driveway, and he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Because the salesman had told him that these airbags make the car so safe, you almost never need to wear a seatbelt anyway. He had at least a dozen ribs broken from the explosion of the airbag, and the fact that he wasn't where the airbag engineers had determined you would be if you were wearing a seatbelt. You follow?
I do. What you're saying is he was probably a little closer than he would normally be.
Yeah. Yeah,
and also for short
half a dozen ribs,
and also for people who are short, okay, in stature, let's say 5 feet tall, some of them would put a pillow behind their back to move them closer to the steering wheel. That was common back then.
Yeah,
it might even still be common, and because they moved closer, if that airbag deployed, it could kill them because they were, as you said, too close.
Yeah, and that's why they say do not put babies in the front seat of a vehicle. Put them in the back seat because that airbag can kill them.
And also, they need a lot of times they say make sure the baby is facing the rear, you know, where you've been rather than where you're going. So make sure you double check all that. Maybe that's changed since I learned about it. But so if you're wondering, class, if your vehicle has been recalled, you can visit NHTSA.gov. That's National Highway Traffic Safety. Let's see. National. Where is it? I'm trying to find
National
it.
Highway Traffic Safety Agency or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Where did it go? NHTSA. Those guys. .gov. And look them up and see if you can find your vehicle being recalled. And the likelihood is pretty likely that you are going to find that your car or truck is on the list. And you might want to have it repaired. And they should do it for free. So it's all the major manufacturers, like all of them, literally all of them. That's why I said if you have a Lotus, a Checker, or an American Motors, you're not on the list. But
tens of millions. I'm looking at the website right now. Tens of millions of vehicles with these airbags are under recall.
Well, I've seen lots of numbers, and one of them is 63 million, and another one is 70 million, and another one is 5.9 million. Yeah, it's a big deal. So, and you know, there's an old saying, and I've used it when I've taught class, and I've tried to tell our class something that I learned when I became a mechanic for Sears Roebuck and Company during my after school, high school hours, and Saturdays during my high school last years of high school. And the Sears Roebuck and Company shop foreman put his arm around me the first day over my shoulder and he said, "Vinny, remember this, throughout your life, may the job be big or small, do it right or not at all." And in contrast to that, it seems like other people think that, well, there's always time to do it right the second time. Well, how much is this costing Takata? Well, they'll make up for it by charging more for the next round because they're the largest manufacturer of these little buggers. Where are you going to get them? And there's another story that's really kind of interesting that, there's so many semiconductors. By the way, Honda. Honda is recalling 1,400,000 vehicles. Now, why are they doing that? Well, there is a problem that the drive shafts may malfunction. Now, why would the drive shafts malfunction? And also, lights are malfunctioning. We've covered this on this class, and we've talked about this, and I'll tell you what it is again. But here it is. The recalls didn't hit until recently. It's road salt. It's road salt. So where? Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, and then, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and the District of Criminals, and probably Missouri as well. I'll tell you why.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Kurt, before I start this topic about why these vehicles are failing regarding wiring and corrosion, would you please tell us how we can listen to Kurt Wilson on the air and get your
website? Well, you go to Armbit. You can listen to me anywhere. Just point at something, and it's probably broadcasting me. Armchairsurvivalist.com. Go to armchairsurvivalist.com, okay? Any of the pages there, you scroll down, and it'll tell you, it says other ways to listen. Well, you can listen in my chat room. You can listen on every podcast venue. You can Stitcher, Anchor, iHeartRadio. God, there's over 23 of them. Plus, my son puts me on YouTube. You know what's funny? I've got hundreds of my shows on YouTube, and only one's ever been taken down. Only one. And it was a show I did. It was titled The Truth Behind Israel and the Jews. And that's the only show that was ever taken down.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I have no idea why.
The only time I got thrown off the air, when I was on the air, is when I did something similar.
Yeah, well, huh. I'm an investigative journalist.
Oh, yeah.
So everything I talk about, I have what's called show notes. And I post them, and people can go to the source of what I'm talking about so they can't say, oh, he's lying. Because I have proof of everything I say. So there's all kinds of different ways. Obviously, you can listen to me on Global Star 3 satellite, Todd's satellite. And then there's a local number you can call. You'll find all of this stuff at armchairsurvivalist.com. And don't forget, my business is Survival Enterprises, which is survivalenterprises.com. Oh, I have a question for you, Benny.
There you go. And,
Did you ever meet Karen? Did she ever call in to you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Karen, I've known her for about 20 years. Karen is a ham radio expert, and she knows everything in the world, or she did. She's now passed away a couple months ago, and that's why I wanted to ask you if you knew her. She knew everything about ham radio. She worked with FEMA. She worked every time there was an emergency, she'd be there. And she was an astounding person because she had been in a fire in the military, which grossly disfigured her, burnt one arm off and half the other. And yet she still functioned. And she was a ham radio expert and a survival and preparedness expert. And she used to call in my show all the time and just say, I know there's a lot of people that listen to me that I tell to listen to you. So if you're listening today, guys, I'm going to have a show this coming Sunday with an interview I did with Karen. It's either 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, that's wonderful.
We've got a
ham radio expert. Let me look and see how big it is. Give me just a second.
I bet I can tell you why it is. Statistics. Because the windstorm we had.
It's almost two seconds.
The windstorm we had took out half of the nodes up here, the internet nodes.
Yeah.
Our
ham radio expert is a gentleman by the name of Gordon West, and he's written many books on how to get your ham license, how to practice the questions and the theory, etc. And he's been on the air with us a number of times. So Gordon West, if you want to look up his books, class. It's very sad about Karen, but it sounds like she was a real trooper. It sounds like her heart was in the right place, and she was doing what you and we do, which is we're trying to get the word out, and it's not a profit motive. It's we want to make sure that as many people who want to pay attention come out the other side of this mess we're in way better than if they weren't paying attention. That's the plan. Kurt, about these failures with vehicles, and I'll be talking about some of this tomorrow and Friday as well when I teach. I'm writing a book, Kurt, and it's my unpublished, not available for sale, unorganized book. And it's just things that I've bumped into. There's no plan to sell it, but it's things that I've learned in 68 years and things that I wanted to share. And that's what's in my book, and I'm sharing them on the radio. But we come back from this bottom of the hour break. I'd like to share with our class and you, Kurt, what some of these corrosion problems are and why and what you need to do about them. And it's a huge problem. It costs the average person about $800 a year.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the 46th president is sworn into office today, big tech and censorship has many Americans worried. Republican strategist Chris Prudhomme tells Fox News all voices need to be heard.
Whatever occurs, people have to understand this is America. This is about freedom. People have no right to tell someone whether their thoughts are on an election process, on life, on values. It is your right as an American to say what you want, to feel how you feel, and you can't take that away from them.
The inauguration in Washington is mainly funded by NBC's Comcast, Google, Microsoft, Verizon, and Amazon. British billionaire Richard Branson's satellite launching company successfully sent a rocket into space for the first time Sunday following a failed attempt last year. The California-based firm's Launcher 1 rocket flew into Earth's orbit from over the Pacific Ocean and dropped off 10 satellites for NASA's Launch Services program. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The inaugural ceremonies will begin with the national anthem and invocation around 11:30 a.m. Eastern. The president-elect will then be sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts at noon Eastern on Capitol's West Front, as it is tradition. There will be roughly 1,000 guests in attendance, the majority of whom will be members of Congress and their guests. Looking back at President Trump's inauguration is USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C. to secure Joe Biden's inauguration, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed in businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. The group even used the hashtag DisruptJ20 on social media, and Twitter did nothing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After he's sworn in, Biden will deliver his inaugural address. Biden will then move to the Capitol's East Front for what is known as Pass in Review, in which a new president assesses the military troops. President Trump is breaking with 150 years of tradition by not joining Biden at the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, I want to thank one of our class. Yesterday, I happened to mention that it's very confusing, terminology that we're using. There's a restaurant and a motel chain called Howard Johnson's. And, people started calling them years ago Hojos. Hojo, H-O-J-O. And the part that's confusing is now people don't know if they're talking about the restaurant, motel chain, or the White House. So, I want to thank Terry. I won't use the last name, but Terry sent me an email. It says four words, beautiful work, comma, thank you. And that was in reference to Hojos. So here's the thing about corrosion. I mentioned that here in the corrupt state of Missouri, the the counties and cities are using salt on the roads, and they've been using salt for years, but they've mixed it with beet juice. So this is that waste product that no one seems to know what to do with, but leave it up to the government and an industry to figure out how to sell a product that is typically a waste product to the unsuspecting, generally dumb public. And what they do is they mix this sticky, gooey beet juice with, and that's a byproduct of making sugar, for example, they mix it with road salt, and it becomes sticky and it adheres to everything. And that's why you see bridges corroding. That's why your cars are rusting out. And that's why every single Chevrolet 1500, 2500 pickup truck around the year 2004, 5, 6, 7 has rusted out. Truck beds, rocker panels, brake lines, etc. Right? Because the salt doesn't wash off. It sticks all summer, all winter, and you know throughout the life of the vehicle until you've got nothing left but rust. Well, it has damaged drive shafts. It's damaged drive shaft bearings. It's gotten into the front suspension, the rear suspension. It's gotten into the brakes. It's rusted brake lines, wires, etc. And then in trailers. And the reason we know this and the reason we've been reporting on this is because we have to fix it here at the farm. So what happens if you drive in snowy or icy conditions and road salt has been applied? You're destroying your vehicle slowly. And it'll take, you know, several months. But we have seen every single trailer, every one, bar none, every trailer we've seen has corrosion in the wiring connections, except for the ones that we solder. And that's how we fix them. We strip the wires back, apply liquid rosin onto the connection, you sand it so it's bright and shiny, solder it, use heat shrink tubing to protect it from corrosion again. But what happens with trailers, and this is pretty much all trailers, the manufacturers of trailers like it quick and easy, and they use these things that are known by several different names. They're known as quick splice connectors. They're known as Scotch lock connectors. And what they are is typically they're blue, and they have this little metal piece. You put the wires in it, and you don't have to strip the wires. You just crimp it with a pair of pliers, and by the action of this, a slot in two slots in this metal piece going through the connector, through the insulation of the wire, it makes a connection. But it's not a good connection. And it's not a permanent connection. It's a, in my opinion, it's a temporary connection. And they all seem to fail. Now, what are these Scotch lock type connectors, where they use? Well, they're used in the brake wiring. They're used in the wiring for the turn signals, the brake lights, the electric brakes, okay, and the side marker lights. So we find that there's all kinds of corrosion problems. So we don't use those. We take the wires apart, strip them, solder them, and then we use heat shrink tubing, and then we put electrical tape over that. And when I use electrical tape, I cut the electrical tape so it's half the width that it would normally be. Electrical, black electrical tape is 3/4 of an inch wide. I will slice it down the middle, let's say a 6-inch long piece or a 4-inch long piece. I'll slice it so it's 2 pieces of 3/8 of an inch because I can stretch it even tighter and it makes a more waterproof connection. So that's what I do. But what I'm trying to tell you, class, is that I believe that most of the vehicles that are in Missouri, well, let's say 25% at least, in my opinion, are defective in some way because of corrosion. Kurt, do you have any opinions on what I've just said?
Yeah, I've gone through it, and usually I've towed trailers for decades and decades, and I end up doing my own wiring at the vehicle, at the truck, right? So I want to put a hitch on, and I want to put a plug on, so I got to do all this wiring and everything. A couple times, when I didn't need to put on a permanent, like a 9-point plug or something like that, or a 7-point plug, I would just do a little adapter for the U-Haul type 4-prong plugs. And I would use those clamper, those little, whatever you call those things.
Scotch locks.
Scotch lock. Yeah, I've got like 1,000 of those things. I got at a yard sale for $1.
Mm.
So
wow.
I would use those. And sure as hell, within a year, there's a short. And we don't have salt like you do. But it doesn't matter because they move. They shake. They move. and you do get water in there. And then what happens is that water freezes, and then it expands. And I put these things on really well and then wrap the hell out of them with tape. And I still end up having to do repairs on it. So I do pretty much what you say, that you guys do. I strip it down, put it together, I solder it. I don't use heat seal, those plastic tubes. I use liquid rubber.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So, Class, what Kurt is talking about is liquid electrical tape.
Yeah, I got some right here.
Yeah, liquid electrical tape. It comes in. It's multicultural. You can get it in red and yellow. You can get it. You get it in all the colors that you probably want. Okay, and it comes in a jar. You know, a couple ounces, small jar like what you might get. You know, vitamins in. You know, that size jar, a couple ounces, and it has a brush inside the cap. And what you do is, if the temperature is, let's say, 50 degrees or higher, you can, once you make your good connection and you want to seal moisture out, you brush this on, and it will harden. It'll be somewhat pliable when you're done, but it will keep that connection from attracting moisture. And it's a great way to go.
There is a prerequisite to that. And now you're gonna understand this, because this is apropos for many industries. It's all in the prep, right? And that's the key. It's all in the prep. It's like when you're going to paint a car, you got to sand it, and then you got to cheesecloth it off, wipe it down, right? So the metal can take what you're going to put on. And same thing with wires. If you do a slap job, a shade tree mechanic type job, where you just grab two wires, twist them together, hit them with a soldering gun, and then put this stuff on, it's going to, because there is motion, when you're driving, things shake and move. It's going to separate eventually. So what you have to do is you have to wipe the wires down that you're going to put this stuff on. And I just use alcohol, rubbing alcohol. I wash, make sure the wires are clean, no mud or anything like that. And then I literally will wipe them down with alcohol on a cotton ball. Then I'll solder them. And then when it's ready to have the liquid electrical tape put on, I then wipe them down again, let them dry, and then I coat it really well. And then after that's dried, then I go back and I double check it to make sure that it worked right. I tell people on my show, life is a participation sport. You can't just do something and walk away. You don't just lock your front door and then walk away without testing to see if it's locked. And it's the same thing when you're doing these kind of electrical repairs. After you've done it, you have to test it. Pull on it a little bit, make sure the thing is going to function fine. And there's nothing going to hurt you if you get some zip ties underneath of your vehicle and you pull those wires up and you tie them to the frame or somewhere else so they're not hanging down. I see this all the time. These guys think they know what they're doing, and you're following them on a freeway and they got wires hanging under their car. And you know what's going to happen.
You're absolutely right. And, Class, let me share something with you. I bought something that I didn't know about until maybe, 5, 6, 8 years ago. It's called liquid rosin. The kind of solder that you use for radio work and electricity is called electrical solder or rosin core solder. The kind you absolutely do not use is called acid core solder. And the idea is there's a flux that will clean as you solder. And some solder has embedded in the center of the solder. Think of it like solder is a tube, but the center of the tube would be the flux. It's kind of like a paste. Well, you can get a liquid and with a pinpoint kind of a needle coming out of it and a little 30 to 50 mil squeezable bottle. And so I bought a couple of these, and they come with a little cap, and it's about $10 for two of them. And when I work on wiring for trucks and so forth, I find that as much as I sand with, sand the connections clean, the old wiring just really doesn't want to accept solder as well as I'd like it to. So I sand them clean, use a brass brush or a steel brush that has no grease on it. on the bare wire, and then I apply the, I twist the wires the way I want them to be twisted before I solder them, put on the heat shrink tubing, etc., before soldering, and then I apply a drop or two of this liquid rosin flux, you know, drop, and it really works well. So you can buy that on eBay if you'd like, and it works very well. What we're talking about, class, is doing it the right way so that you won't have problems later. Because the last thing you want to do is step on your brake on your truck with a trailer and have your brake lights not come on, and the guy who is using cruise control behind you, who's dancing to the music, not paying enough attention, driving into the back of your trailer. You don't want that to happen. So the way to prevent that is to make sure that you make sure the connections are really good. And one thing that I do, Kurt, is I use dielectric grease on the bulbs, on the base of the bulbs, to prevent moisture from corroding the bulb socket connection. And I use dielectric grease on the trailer 5-way, 6-way, or 7-way connectors as well to prevent them from corroding where the trailer connects to the truck. Do you use dielectric grease as well?
Oh, yeah. I did, and I'll tell you where I did it. Most people would never even think of this. Well, you're not most people, so you'll probably think of it. But I put a new roof on a 35-foot motorhome. I mean, I put a new roof on, which means you tear off the old one. You tear off the air conditioner. You pull off all the molding. You take all the lights off, the running light. You take everything off. And when I put the roof back on, I want to put new lights up there. And you have, like, 6 in the front, 6 in the back. And these are running lights along the edges so that you don't make a mistake when you're driving someplace and go where it's too low for you. And these are brand-new lights. I took them apart and put dielectric grease on each bulb, brand new bulbs, put it on there. So these bulbs are going to last whoever bought the motorhome 20 years without ever rusting out.
Yep. We do the same thing. We do the same thing. I'll tell you a little bit about oxygen sensors when we come back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, the armchair survivalist. So, Kurt, I'm all excited. Today, right after the broadcast, in about, maybe 7 minutes, I'm going to run out of the studio and go into the automotive shop, and I'm going to work on my brand new truck. I bought a brand new truck. And in 5 years, it will be an antique. So it's a, it's a 2001 Chevy pickup truck. And I'm going to replace one of the oxygen sensors on it. It has four. And one of them, according to our scanner, says it's defective. Well, I believe it might be defective. And here's what I do. I'm going to take them out. I'm going to take all four of them out, and I'm going to compare them because I bought this truck used. And I'm going to heat each one of them up on the workbench with a propane torch. Now, an oxygen sensor should generate about 1 volt of electricity at 600 or 700 degrees. So I'm going to heat it up and see if it works. I'm literally going to test them independently with a voltometer. I'm going to set it to the volt scale, and I'm going to measure the voltage, and I'm going to watch the rise of the voltage up to 1 volt, as it's supposed to, and then I'm going to take the flame off and see if it if the voltage drops, and I'm going to heat it up again, and I'm going to watch it, because that's what it's supposed to do. That's kind of the way I work on vehicles. I determine what the problem is, and then before I replace parts, I test the parts to make sure that the one I'm putting in is good. So
damn, that's
one of the reasons why it takes me forever, and people think I'm retarded because it takes me forever, but that's the way I do it. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is that these things get stuck. Now, I don't know if I'll ever have to replace one or not after I work on it, but I might, and I use something called copper coat. Now, this copper coat is kind of a paste. Think of it like the consistency of toothpaste, but it's microscopic copper flakes combined with a oil. And I put it on the threads of spark plugs and lug nuts and things like that. Things, nuts and bolts and fasteners that I'm going to be taking apart. Number one, it prevents corrosion to a great extent. It conducts electricity to a great extent. And it lets me take it apart later much, much easier without it being, rusted on. So I just wanted to share with you kind of the way I do things. Any comments?
Yeah. This is a true story. So they invented, the doctors invented this remote controlled pacemaker. It goes in the guy's chest. And this, a friend of mine works in a hospital, told me this story. And it is true. So this guy gets this remote controlled pacemaker in his chest. And the cool thing about it, I don't mean remote controlled, you can control it. I mean remote reading. It's okay. So the doctor has this little tablet that he can look and see what's going on in this guy's chest. And it shows his heart rate and his blood pressure, and it shows different chemical analysis and things. And it's so cool. You get within 10 feet of somebody, and you can tell how their heart is actually going. So the guy comes into the doctor's office and says, "Doctor, I don't feel good at all. I'm very nauseous. I have a headache. My chest hurts." And the doctor whips out this tablet and says, "Well, let me take a look, Mr. Williams." Says, "Just hold on a second." And he looks at this tablet and goes, "No, everything looks, Mr. Williams." And the guy's laying dead on the ground. So what happens, and that's an example of what's going on in this technology that we have to suffer under. These people, mechanics, to put a car in there, put it on a meter and go, "Well, there's nothing wrong with it." And the car is leaking oil, leaking transmission fluid, water's pouring out of the radiator, and the 8 cylinder is only running on 7 cylinders. But the electronics are saying that everything's fine. And that's why what you said is the smartest thing that I have heard in a long time. Okay, so your meter says you put a scanner on there and it says, "Oh, well, the oxygen sensor number 4 is bad." Well, you want to find out if it's bad. And what they'll do at a shop is just replace it. They won't even check it. And then they'll charge you $287 for a $20 part.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky. So you need people half double check. You got to participate in your life and what's going on. And you're going to do mechanics, you learn how to do diagnostics. That's the important thing. And then after you've nailed it down, then you take a look at it and make sure. My son, we've been smelling antifreeze. We go to yard sales during the summer. And I'm smelling, I get in the car, I go, "Eric, I can smell antifreeze. There's antifreeze, damn it." There's nothing leaking down there inside. I open and look under the hood, and there's nothing leaking there. Well, you know, when you smell antifreeze and you don't see anything leaking, it's usually because it's happening on a hot part of the motor, and the antifreeze is evaporating before it can do anything. So we take it to the dealership every time and say, "Look, there's antifreeze leaking somewhere. There's antifreeze leaking somewhere." And they're continuing to say, "Well, no, we've got nothing on the meter here. If we did a pressure check, and we did this, and we did that." The last time we go into the Subaru dealership, and I'm telling them the same thing, and the mechanic goes, "Well, why don't you show me what's going on?" So we go out and where the car is, the engine's running, and the guy looks, they go, "Yeah, I can smell something, but I don't see a leak." And I said, "What's that on your foot?" And there was a couple drops of antifreeze on his foot.
Yeah. Because his foot wasn't as hot as the engine, right?
Well, these people rely on their electronics, not their intelligence.
Kurt, I want to thank you. You know, we've never met, but I got to tell you, we are like brothers. We think very much the same. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to being on again and again and again and again with you. Survival Enterprises, SE1.us, the website, or the Armchair Survivalist. Thanks so much, Kurt.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arcos tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.